You're listening to SBS News.
Cotton buds, straws, drink stirrers and throwaway plastic cutlery could be set for an environmentally friendly makeover. With plastic litter accounting for more than 80% of marine rubbish, the European Union is considering ways to tackle the growing problem. New rules aim to target the 10 single-use items most commonly found on European seas and beaches, including plastic plates and balloon sticks, though not balloons themselves. Reliance on plastic takeaway food containers and drink cups would also be reduced, and deposit refund schemes to collect most drink bottles set up in member states. European Commission Vice President Frans Timmermans says the worst waste products won't be banned outright, just made better.
We will ban single-use products made of plastic. What this means in practice is that you won't see single-use plastic cotton buds on your supermarket shelves, but ones made with more environmental-friendly materials instead.
Although no timeline was set, Mr. Timmermans says he hopes to begin seeing results before May 2019. While it still has to be assessed by the EU Parliament and member states, it has largely been met with support. Officials say plastics production is now 20 times higher than in the 1960s and has started appearing in marine animals such as turtles, whales and birds, as well as seafood that humans eat. Mr. Timmermans says suppliers and makers of plastic products will also be required to contribute to the costs of waste management and offered incentives to develop less environmentally damaging alternatives. And they'll need to provide information on how best to dispose of their products. Mr. Timmermans says there's little time to lose.
We are at risk of choking our oceans in plastic, with a knock-on effect on our food chain and human health. It's in the air, it's in our oceans, it's in our food, and also in our bodies.
Meanwhile, the EU's executive arm, the European Commission, says businesses should see this as an opportunity to become more competitive in the sustainability industry. It'll also see the one set of rules covering a market of some 500 million consumers. Jyrki Katainen from the Commission outlined the benefits.
This is an opportunity for Europe to lead the way, creating products that the world will demand for decades to come, and extracting more economic value from our precious and limited resources.
The moves are expected to save some $33.9 billion in environmental damage costs. For decades, China has taken the bulk of the world's waste, including from nations such as Australia, the United States, and the United Kingdom. It also takes almost half of the EU's collected and sorted plastics. At the start of this year, China announced it would no longer accept overseas rubbish. Others are trying to bring people's attention to the amount of plastic litter in more tangible ways. London Zoo has unveiled an art installation made up of around 15,000 discarded plastic bottles. Project manager Fiona Llewellyn says it demonstrates just how big the problem is.
Now, One Less is all about transforming London from a city that currently uses over 1 billion single-use plastic water bottles every single year into a city that instead refills. So we want to create a cultural shift. Instead of buying the current average of 175 single-use plastic water bottles per adult every single year.
Andrea Nierhoff, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.